from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who doesn't, you know, I honestly don't, I haven't had the time to look up the difference between pastries and pâtissier. You'd think I would have looked it up already, but, you know, it's the third season of Great British Bake Off, Great British Baking Show we've covered. And it still gets me mixed up to the point that the last season, we were missing an episode because I said, I called them both. I said, okay, well, there must only be, like, it really caused me a lot of consternation. But if you're confused, if you're as confused as I am, if you're as confused about me being confused, then you may be in the right place, because this is Sleep With Me, a podcast that's here to keep you company, to be your friend in the deep, dark night while you fall asleep, to give you a safe place, and to be a friendly voice, to make the deep, dark night feel less lonely so that you can drift off. That's really what the show is here to do. It does put a lot of people to sleep because I'm not super exciting. And that's what's coming up. And the show's here for you. That's why I make it. You deserve a good night's sleep. And I've been there. And so have a lot of other people that are listening right now. What we got coming up is sports. The show could be free. Then a long meandering intro. You don't want to miss out on it. It's a show within a show meant to ease you into bedtime. And then later we'll be talking about the Great British Bake Off. Three episodes left in the season. And yeah, you'll really like, hopefully you'll enjoy, hopefully you'll sleep through it, or it'll keep you company and make you feel less alone. So welcome to Sleep With Me, your friend in the deep, dark night. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new, or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo. Modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is Sarah's Sleepy Supporter Zone. You probably heard about Sarah already. Sarah took the quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep, got a Helix Midnight, and Sarah knows, like a lot of people who have supported the sponsors over the years, let me know about it. Even people who take the free quiz to sign up for a free trial, then they end up becoming a customer of one of those companies. It's powerful. That's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone all about, and why I take the time to thank people like Sarah. I'd love to be thanking you, by the way, too, if you're hearing this, because our sponsors are direct response, meaning they base their support of the podcast, they say, like, on how many people support them back. And in that way, most of the people who listen to Sleep With Me like listening to this ad-supported version of the show. They listen linearly. They wind down during the intro. They fall asleep at some point during the story. So many people benefit from that, including a lot of people who just aren't in a position to support the show or the sponsors. And that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about. So thank you, Sarah. And thank you, everybody who's ever taken action to support the show. I don't know. It's just important to me to be able to do this, because this is just the way most people want to listen anyway. So thanks, Sarah, for making that possible. If you want to be like Sarah, if you support a sponsor, you take a free trial, you take that quiz, make sure to let the sponsor know about it. Let me know about it and fill out the form at Sleep With Me Podcast. Podcast.com/sponsors, so I can thank you like I just did Sarah. All right, everybody, second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you need extra resources, check out our show notes. There's links to resources you could connect with right now, including international resources. So use those resources if you're in need, please. You're important to me, and I'm so glad to be able to help you fall asleep and take your mind off stuff. But there's other resources out there for you if you need them. It's also about being a part of positive change, taking action, learning more, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop API hate, not just saying Black Lives Matter, but taking action, learning more. There's links where you could do that in the show notes. In the show, you know, I support a few different things. I realize there's a ton of different ways to support a ton of different stuff. I love hearing about the ways you're taking action to support stuff. But if you want to join us, we're supporting the Midnight Mission and people experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles. You could support that. We're supporting the Trevor Project and all of the affirming and saving work the Trevor Project does, and we're supporting the powerful work that Hand in Hand does. Hand in Hand believes that partnership is the only way forward. Together we live hand in hand, and you can check out that, and you can learn more in our show notes, any of those organizations. But you're also welcome to take your own action out there in the world and be a part of positive change. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it.
see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcript.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want to get ad-free episodes for free, story-only episodes for free on Sleep With Me Plus, all you need to do is sign up for our referral program, sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, R-E-F-E-R. Refer people to the free podcast using your link, you know, post stuff on social media, and you'll start earning rewards a few months at a time. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. All right, what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind that you're thinking about, thoughts about the past, the present, or the future. You know, thinking thoughts. I have a lot of those. So, you know, always thinking. We say, what are you thinking about? You know, when someone, there's a loaded quote. What are you thinking about? Really, that means, why is your face, why is your brow so furrowed? Or there seems to be some tension between us. There's other meanings, but what are you thinking about? Usually, well, sometimes I'll say it to fill the air, to be honest. I say, well, the other person's quiet. Is it okay for me to be quiet all the time? I mean, I do like that. So it's just, it's like a checking in. Say, I'm not comfortable asking you that I really enjoy being quiet around you. And you seem to be quiet. I just want to make sure we're both being quiet together comfortably. But instead, I'll just ask you, what are you thinking about? But that's what I mean this time. Other times, I may ask you what you're thinking about. Or you might ask me, because you say, what's going on with your face? Did you eat like a lemon out of the trash can? Or are you thinking about, you know, puppies crying? Or something else? Or are you doing some sort of nuclear calculations? And I say nuclear calculations? No. You say, what are you thinking about? That's another way I use, or that's usually projected at me, but I have said it to other people. And then the other way is just, I sense some tension. What are you thinking about? Which really means, is this is there some sort of tension we need to what's going, are you making that, I guess that goes back to the face thing. You know what, here's one thing, don't ever, why so quiet? Because I like it. That would be my answer. I just say, I've attained comfortableness by being why so quiet? That's usually only an authority figure can say that to you. Or not, I don't know, maybe someone that's they're really outgoing and confident or something. Say, what's my nature? I guess that's what I would say. There you go. There's an easy answer. I never came up with a solution before. Why so quiet? It's my nature. What are you thinking about? My nature? It's my nature. Maybe if you say that, it's so confusing. Why so quiet? It's my nature. Why'd you say it's my nature instead of it's my nature? I don't know. It just felt like sing-songing in it. It's my nature sometimes. What are you thinking about? It's my nature. I'm sorry. I don't understand. Yeah, it's my nature. Well, I mean, that for me, it is. But yeah, I guess if someone says, what are you thinking about? You could say, my nature. You say, what? I guess you'd say, well, what are you really asking? But I don't know how there's an easy way to say that without it like feeling like, I mean, for me, I'd say, well, that's way too emotionally on point for me. not equipped for this kind of discussion. I'd prefer to, you know, indirectly not talk about, I'd prefer to be thinking about what's going to happen, but not actually know what's, I'd prefer to be worrying about the unknown than to find out any, you know, truth or, you know, that's my nature. I don't need to get to the bottom of it. I'd rather just, like, I'd prefer, this, I don't know if anybody's relating, talk about a tangent, but I think the reason I go through this is because it's relatable. I don't know. It's been a while since I've had a dating profile, but I'd say prefers get it bottomless pits over getting to the bottom of it. Preferably bottomless pits of internal rhymes with stairs. Yeah. You say what? You know, I'd rather not get to the bottom. When you asked me what I was thinking about, I'd rather not get to the bottom of it. I was thinking about a bottomless pit. I was thinking about the difference between a bottomless pit and a bottomless well. And that, I mean, that totally could change the subject. So we don't need to talk. You say, really? I guess clearly a bottomless well could be considered a bottomless pit, but it's made or, you know, has an intention behind it, where a bottomless pit is just a pit. And then it could be, is it a well, though? Could it ever be a well if it's bottomless? If it's a well of, like, rhymes with stairs, it could be. If it's a water well, you're probably right. Here's the thing, though. I'm sure somewhere there's a bottom. You say, yeah, oh my gosh, the guy from the Sleep Podcast, he really invented this thing. He didn't realize if you draw a bucket far enough up a bottomless well in a humid area, like some sort of right kind of bucket, it's got electrostatic metal or some kind of thing, and all the stuff somebody smarter learned in nature, dew point and all that, it actually fills with water. It's a bottomless well. It's a bottomless water well. But mind-blowing. Now we don't need to talk about what I'm thinking about, because I wasn't actually thinking about that stuff, but I just didn't want to talk about it. So there's some of the thoughts that go on with me. Thoughts, feelings, it could be emotions related to those thoughts or those discussions or those situations, even the ones that took place 15 years ago, or me anticipating, you know, having to discuss it later. So, well, I'd really not, like, I'd rather not, like I said, I don't have any desire to get to the bottom of it. I mean, unless, like, it's a neutral, but, like, unless the bottom's on this level right here, I mean, I wish I was capable of getting to the bottom of it, and I had that, whatever they call that inside people, natural, like, whatever, but for me, rather not get to the bottom of it. I mean, it's just my nature. I shouldn't have told you any of this. I'm not thinking about you, the listener. I'm thinking about, see, is this the kind of thing you're not supposed to bring up on a first date? Oh boy. Did it again. There you go. Like, that's not the first, my opening question. What do you prefer? Bottomless well? A bottomless pit? Or getting to the bottom of it? Let's see. Getting out of here is what this is the standard reply that I've received. You know, I got to use the restroom. Well, the restroom's, but that's the front door. That's the restroom. Okay. That happens to me not on dates either. They say, you got to use the restroom. I'll be right back. That's usually what they say nowadays. Only I say I got to use the restroom. They say, I'll be right back. Maybe they take their call, or, you know, I got to take this, or I got to check in with somebody. Maybe they could just say, I'm not at this party to have pit-based discussions. I say, okay, fair enough. Those are the only, unfortunately, that's my nature. Just pit-based discussions are my thing. I mean, you can make a play. I mean, what about, like, do you like making puns about pit-based situations? No, I'm not at this party to have, well, pit-based, you could say it's the pits. I'm sure there's other puns you could come up with. But, so no, that's a no. Oh, when you said no pit-based discussions, you really meant it. What about pit-adjacent discussions? No. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Okay. Bye. So that's it. I got walked out on in my own sleep podcast imaginary with imaginary people. So those feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you, it could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine, whatever it is that's keeping you awake. The reason I run through all that stuff isn't to remind you to bring all that up, other than the fact to let you know you're not alone. Like, there's other people listening. If you didn't relate to those discussions, there's other people that have gone through probably something very similar to what you're going through, and they can relate to how it feels. Even if I can't relate to how it feels, there's someone listening right now that understands how you feel. And they believe, just like I do, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could rest. Even if it's not this show, you deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread. And that's like the most important takeaway from the show, whether you're listening to it again or you never listen to it ever, or whatever a structured way of saying, and whether you never listen to this ever again or you become a regular listener. You deserve a good night's sleep. And if you loathe the show already, sleep with me. If you're like, yeah, man, I'm not into pits, you are the pits. I'd say, okay, well, sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you has plenty of other stuff on there. I don't have any other things to talk about. I'm literally going to my brain. I'm saying, what other party topics could I come up with on the fly? And my brain said, I got nothing other than pits. All I got is, and it's a great. So this is a real world example. So you're not alone in the deep, dark night. You deserve a bedtime. You could get some rest during, whether you go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you, or you keep listening to the show. Bedtime that eventually you get to sleep you need, that your life is more manageable. Because if your life is more manageable, your world's better. Our whole world is better. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders. So it means I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to remind you that it does take a couple times to get used to this show. Like when you first get here, for most regular listeners, they say, hey, it took 2 or 3 tries because at first I had expectations or doubts, or I was skeptical. I'd tried so many other things to put me to sleep. I didn't know. I just needed a friend in the deep, dark night to keep me company and talk to me about nothing. You say, I spent my whole life walking away from pit-based conversations. I didn't know a pit-based conversation is what I needed at bedtime. And I mean, no one would, you know, who, I wouldn't have known that either. So just give it a few tries and see how it goes. This is a podcast, it's kind of hard to get used to because, one, you only kind of listen to it. I'm here to keep you company, but not like to totally be listened to. But you could listen at any point, but you could kind of just barely listen. Just like at the party, if you weren't going to walk away, but you weren't going to give me your full attention, you'd say, okay, but you could actually, you could totally peter me out, like, and then I would probably walk away and say, okay, yeah, tell me about the most famous pits in history. I'd say, oh boy, should I make it up? Or like in my head. And you could just say, oh yeah, tell me more. I'm looking for more historical pits. And I'd say, oh boy, I've met my match. Like, but that's the way to solve it. Like, I'd say, listen, I'll be right back. And they say, well, the bathroom's that way. I'll show myself out. So there you go. We're solving things on this show. I don't even remember what we solved before. Oh, it's my nature. Why the sour face? It's my nature. That would quiet those people down, huh? What's with the frowny face? It's my nature. Especially the nicer you say it, or the stranger way, but don't say it in a passive. That could have been interpreted as passive aggressive. It wasn't. It's my nature. Okay. Oh, I was trying to explain. This is a podcast you don't really listen to. Also, believe it or not, it doesn't put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, your boyfriend, your boy bae, your boy sib, your boy bud, your boy bestie, your neighbor. your boar burr, your boar bee, your boar friend, your boar bestie, your boar bruh. And that means I'm just here to keep you company and talk, but not be listened to. Because if you can't sleep, I'm here to the very end. There's a reason the shows are over an hour, so there's no pressure to fall asleep. And something about that makes it easier to fall asleep, but it also is like a reassurance. Like, if you can't sleep, there's people with a kind of insomnia that can't sleep at all, or that are going through such a tough time, they just need a friend in the deep, dark night. So I'm here for you, whether you're listening or not, whether you're awake or not. That's kind of the strange nature of the show. What else do you need to know? Structure of the show, it can throw people off, other than all the other stuff. It starts out the greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, who feel seen and welcomed in. Then there's support, so the show can be free for everybody. Then there's a long meandering intro meant to ease you into bedtime. And like that long meandering intro is a show within a show. Like some people skip it or they get really upset about the support and they lump the intro in with it. But the intro is for most listeners a part of their wind down routine. That's just what's been shown to work is to be eased into bedtime. And so you can listen to the intro while you're getting ready for bed, while you're doing some other wind down activity like drawing or stretching or just laying on the floor or sitting on the couch or staring out the window, whatever it is, or while you're in bed getting comfortable, or for a percentage of people while they're drifting off. So that's what the intro is. It's meant to be a buffer between the start of the show and putting you to sleep. Then there'll be support. Then we'll talk about the Great British Bake Off. And I think that's it. I mean, I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard on the show. So thank you so much for stopping by. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week.
All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention that I live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Baker's Scoots here. We're talking Great British Bake Off. Holy cow. It's good to be back in the baking chair, or good to be back in the tent. And it's time for Pastry Week. And like I said earlier, you know, this is a podcast who doesn't know his pastry from his pâtissier. It starts off with Noel in a cake. We do have to talk about Noel's sweater. Noel says, I made this cake for Prue. I just need to find a dish to serve it in. And he opens a drawer and Sandy's napping in a drawer. I mean, it's like a special effect, obviously. And he says, you sleep in the cutlery drawer? No, I sleep on a washing up sponge. I do my diary in the cutlery drawer. Welcome to the Great British Baking Show. And he goes, have you seen my favorite dish? Ran away with the spoon. So they keep the jokes going. Now, then they do a teaser. But Noel's wearing a sweater that at my old apartment, and it, like it was on the floor of two, I think both climbing closets, or just, no, the first climbing closet where I recorded the first 5 years of the podcast. Is that 5.5 years? 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 6 years of the podcast. Oh boy. So the first 6 years of the podcast, I recorded it on a rug that looked exactly like Noel's sweater. Originally it was in my living room, kind of tongue in cheek. And it's a cool friend, yeah, I mean, if you see, you got to watch it. But yeah, it's just I don't know. So, okay, so they do the talking heads. Everybody's talking about pastry. David says, I have warm hands, which is good for healthcare, but not for pastry. No one likes doing pastry. Rosie says, I just don't like pastry. Mystifying Moroccan, teetering on the brink, technical teetering on the brink. Walk in, warm hands, tart tartine, savory nuts, sweet, rough puff or full pastry. The going gets tough, the pastry gets rough or full puff. Gotta have good lamination, which is like a Beach Boys song. On your mark, get set, bake. And everybody starts making their dough. Apple tart to tin. That's what Henry's talking about. Steph's talking about. I would do a vegetarian one if I did. Alice, I don't even know if I've had one of these, but this week I've had quite a few. Classic tart tartin is, Peru says, is pastry on. Oh, it's a flip. It's interesting. I'd like to do it. You make it in a frying pan. And it's kind of like you put the thing on top, like, especially, it looks like they use cast iron, maybe not, though. But you can't have a soggy bottom too much, because you're flipping it over. But you got to have caramelization, savory or sweet. You need that pie to look golden and delicious, Bruce says. Light, flaky, golden brown pastry, warm weather today. So using the freezer. Like Uncle Ebenezer, good lamination. And David's even singing good lamination. Now, you could do rough or full puff, but most of them have gone for rough because they don't have the time to do full puff. Rosie's doing a shallot, goat cheese, spiced red pepper, black garlic to add color and flavor. What's full puff? Noel says, full puff is when you have a full slab of butter, flatten it out, stick it in the middle, and fold and fold and fold. Rough puff is you like a roll or grate butter or smear it between the layers. And he says, okay. And, but working with one, it's so warm, they're like, you got to use frozen butter, grate it or something else and fold it. Steph's showing us how. And, you know, otherwise it'll be flat and claggy if you don't get the good lamination. You know, that's what this is all about, pastry. And Henry closes freezer door, opens back up. He closes it again, uses his wrist because he's got dough on his hands. And then we have the filling sequence. David's working on purple carrots. Henry, tart tartin. He's doing crab, new potato, and tomato. And they say, good Lord, crab. Crab and new potato, a seafood salad, crab and radish. And I said, can we talk about your tie? Is it a little warm for a tie? And it's loosened up. They say you could loosen it more. He says, I may not, though. I could. Meanwhile, Paul's got two buttons on his shirt open. It is hot, though, Henry says. Steph's doing dress down approach, shallots or cheese and onion. Tomatoes, or no, she tried tomatoes. They didn't work. So caramelized onion, goat cheese, tart tartin, balsamic vinegar, caramel, basil, as they say. Prue says, sounds simple. It could be delicious. Prue's looking popping blue with the red underneath. Her glasses match her vest. Prue would make a good librarian. Alice is going, leeks, a lattice of leeks. Holy cow, talk about alliteration. And that'll create a nice crisscross pattern, Alice says. Leek apple and goat cheese with thyme and honey. Say, what time is it, honey? What honey time? It's honey time with an eight or a Y. And you don't want it to be soggy, though, Alice points out, because we're going to want perfection. David's doing a caramely, carroty crunch walnuts. Bulgaria, you just pick them from the hills. And those were picked by his partner's grandma. And he has them in a jelly jar. So treasured gift, heritage carrots, shallots. He's got dips, carrot tops. Bruce says carrot tops. Last time I heard about carrot top was when we were doing a Gallagher retrospective. He's also using a Bulgarian cheese that he had to search for at shops. Finally found it in London. And hopefully it'll be delicious altogether. Hopefully, yes. And Elsa smartly is using a cutting board made of marble that she had in her freezer. I didn't realize. So I said, that's kind of brilliant. I think it's marble. It could be plastic, but. And everybody's trying to get their lamination, worried about it, in and out of the freezer. Stuff's coming out of the oven. Henry's got his little tomatoes. Don't want a soggy bottom, though. David's carrots come out, three different styles. Caramelized carrots are nice. And then we see people's, what is that called? Cast iron. Henry's going to fry potatoes as a like a liquid barrier. Because no one wants a soggy tart. We get the outside. Sandy and Noel have lobster oven mitts. They're arm wrestling. Talking about cracks, and we're halfway through, and the only way to get the golden brown top is with a well-made caramel. What? How can you have caramel with something savory, though? Alice is putting her leeks in caramel, and that's where she's making her lattice leeks, and Henry's doing his... new potatoes, like slices of potatoes in the caramel. David's doing his ginger sumac and carrots. Rosie's doing onions and some other vegetables in a pattern. Alice's leeks have gone soft. And yeah, we're watching everybody just do some assembly. Rosie's got it's like, maybe I put too much butter in there. Maybe I should drain the butter. Not sure. Steph's got caramelized onions. Then Henry's doing another layer of tomatoes and potatoes. Rosie's trying to get some of the butter out. Oh dear. Oh bother. And Steph's rolling out her thing. They're talking goat cheese and simplicity. Enkel is a Danish word. Beauty through simplicity, Sandy says. Simple, you know, sometimes that's what works. Then they show Noel trying to use a lobster glove to make his phone. The Salvador Dali mobile phone is not working out. 45 minutes left. Henry puts his stuff, he's trying to get everything in the oven. Rosie's talking about black garlic, but maybe it's going to make it too dark and look burnt, but it's black garlic. David's doing his final roll. So everybody's getting their top, their pie top ready. And pressure's on, trying to get it, you know, everybody's trying to get it done. So, you know, because you want to, as soon as you roll it out, you want to get in the oven. Everybody's got fans too, because it's so hot. And people are kind of trying to create ways to get their steam out. I guess not everybody's using cast iron. Some people are using other frying pans or like a frying pan without a handle. Rosie's got the cast iron. Maybe she's the only one. 20 minutes, 180. 20 minutes, 160. Steph's 190. 20 minutes, then maybe drop it to 180. And everything's in the oven, so then people are trying to stay cool, like, because it's really hot. Everybody's doing 20 minutes and watching their ovens. Steph's really staring right at the oven and whizzing it with olive oil, crab salad. Alice, what do you do? Like, Alice is at keeping an eye on her pastry, soggy middle, soggy bottom, and yeah, I don't know if this is going to work, I don't know, why are you wearing a wet tea towel as a scarf, David, he's trying to stay cool, a lot of waving, then the outside of the tent, 5 minutes, Noel has a sound effect, electronic handheld sound effect, the thing that you like buy from a comic book. But everybody's like, I don't know if it's going to be soggy or not on the bottom. So no one's, everyone's like under duress, I'd say. And Alice's is not cooking too much liquid. So she's trying to drain some of the liquid out now. And maybe super sog, but I'll give it 3 more minutes. Puts it back in the oven. David's comes out. Henry's comes out. This has to be done. Now I got to get all the toppings ready. And David says, okay, mine has layers. I'm going to put leave it out for a couple minutes. That's something I learned recently. Steph talks about the same thing. Tin leaving time. Do you leave for a minute? How long do you leave it for? David starts working on his dips. Rosie's waiting another minute and a half. Alice is checking hers. Okay, soggy. Rosie's like giving it 5 more seconds. But now it's coming out. It's nice and crispy on the top. Who knows about the bottom? So you got to flip it. 1 minute left. So everybody starts flipping theirs. So then the top of the pie becomes the bottom and the like, I guess it's supposed to surround the whole thing though. And, everybody's happy that most of them stayed together and did not stick to the pan. So everybody starts doing their assembly. Alice's lattice worked. So everybody's kind of happy. It doesn't look too soggy. And go to the end of the benches, and everybody exhales, and you know, we see the sun, and now they say, okay, now Paul and Peru are up to check it out. Hello, Henry. So we see Henry's, Peru says, I like the crab on there. It's original. And Paul says there's lamination and layers. Could use some more caramelization on the potato, maybe. And He flips one thing to see the bottom. Nice color, nice pastry, nice lamination. Paul takes a bite. Flavors are delicious. Oh, Henry says, thank goodness. A little chili and dill and the crab. Beautiful. And Brewer said, I would have advised you not to do it, but I would have been wrong. Delicious, well done. Thank you. And David's up next. Layers look excellent. It's a little burnt, though, Paul says. And David says, those are purple carrots. And he says, okay, anyway. He goes, this isn't exactly attractive. Cuts well, smells good. Nice flaky base, really nice base. They take a bite, they put some dip on it. It's a bit dry. Needs the sauce of the dips, but it shouldn't be saved by the sauce, Bruce says. We're judging the tart. Flavors are beautiful, but dry. And Sandy says, I'm going to take a purple carrot, burnt carrot, hearty har. Then we go to Alice, who's up next. They love the lattice, clever. A little disappointed because it's not caramelized, so. But you can see the layers. So we'll have to see how the texture is. They start cutting it. Sounds good when we're cutting it, crispy. And they flip it. Okay, nice color underneath, but a little soggy line. Oh boy. And Paul takes a bite. Then Prue takes a bite. Tastes the honey and the butter. Okay. Delicious. Apple and leeks. Melt in your mouth, but too wet, Paul says. And a little more color on it would have nailed it. She says, thank you. Woo. She says, Steph's up next. And Paul says, and he doesn't like the goat cheese circles on top. Bruce says, it looks like you just added it on. But they say, okay, cuts well, nice and not very thick. And they take a bite. Very nice flavor, Bruce says. Sweetness from the shallots comes through, caramelization, even get a toffee. But the goat's cheese, maybe put it inside. And the pastry's a little thin, but the flavor, can't argue with it. And they say, that's okay. Steph says, okay, that's all right. Then they go to Rosie's next. And she goes, red wine and balsamic. And the color's from the black garlic. And Paul says, it looks charred to me. And they take a slice, nice and thick pastry, but a bit wet under there, but some layers, but soggy. But majority of it, Paul is fixated on. It's quite wet. And she says, yeah, I put up twice as much butter. So they take a bite, quite a lot of garlic. You're going to have people that like garlic around you and soggy bottom. Like a membrane, Sandy says. So they go off. She checks it. And she's a little bit upset. Then we see some flowers and Bumble friends. Talking heads. Henry says, that went quite well. Didn't expect that. David said, yeah, dry. And he goes, yeah, that's what the sauces were there for. But Paul didn't want those. Rosie's gutted. You know, because now I got to make more pastry. Yay. We see a deer. And then we go back to the tent. Okay, so we see the gingham towel. And, you know, no practice on this one. So what is up next? They come out. Noel's got different gear on. I don't know if this is a different day because I wasn't paying enough. This one's been set by Paul, though. Consistency really matters, Paul says. Thanks, Paul. And is he finished? Okay. Well, I guess why Noel wouldn't have a sweater on is because it's so warm. And they're going to put to a yard sale. Paul's selling old slippers. Okay, so you have to make a Moroccan pie, waka, or brick pastry. Waka, I think I wrote out how to say it. and a perfectly spiced filling, and that's all there is to it. Walker, White Walker, because yeah, Henry says White Walker from a Walker pastry. It's phyllo-ish, maybe? I don't know, Alice says. No one's ever heard of it. And Henry's confident that no one's ever heard of it. David has on a travel program. And they say, Paul, what's this Moroccan pie? Well, it's a bit like a phyllo mince pie, layer on layer on layer. And you build it up and you put your filling in and then fold it over the top. But you're making it with a Walker pastry or brick, which is difficult because it's a loose batter. Make it on a hot plate with a brush. Can't be too thin because it'll disintegrate. But if it's too thick, it'll be splodgy. And the mixture is going to be chicken, a lot of spices. But we don't, you know, Paula didn't tell you how much spice to use. And Bruce says, this is crispy and delicious. Okay, solid enough. So, yeah. I mean, look how thin it is. But this is going to be rough with the heat wave. And Paul says, yeah, I probably wouldn't have done it if, you know, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying. If I knew it was this hot. So everybody's trying to follow the directions and make their dough. You know, you don't want it to be too thick. You got to place a flat pan, which is a literally like a frying pan flattened out that they put it over boiling water, I think. Steph is a little bit under duress. Rosie's got a nice citrus-style shirt on. And everybody's trying to paint and being like... And then Noel says, can you explain it to me? It's like wallpaper paste on a plate on top of a pan. And it's not going good for Henry either. He's like, holy cow. Alice says, my first one came out a bit thick. David's is thinner, but he's like, okay, he throws his first one out. Steph's is not working at all. We see the top of the tent. Alice lowered her temperature, maybe be easier now. So Henry says, okay, I'm getting comfortable. Rosie's comfortable. Got to make 12 of them. Steph is not having any luck at all and really feeling it. And big frowny face. And Steph says, this is my fear of not being able to present something. Noel says, you can do it, Steph. You can do it. Don't worry. She goes, it's grim. Noel says, keep going. So Steph tries using a spoon, and I'm going to try to get through this. And we see exterior shot, and somebody else says, Baker's, you're halfway through. And says, Sandy, you need to shave. You're starting to look like Adam Hills. I don't know who Adam Hills is, so I'm going to look it up. I mean, yeah, I'm not the most knowledgeable person in the world. Adam Hills, Australian comedian. Is this who it is? Possibly. He was, let me see if I put Adam Hills, Great British Bake Off. Adam Hills, Great British Bake Off. Took his kids to watch Bake Off being filmed. Viewers baffled by Adam Hills. This is in the Daily Express. Unexpected cameo by a famous face. I guess it's a video report, or where's the actual art? Continue reading. Channel 4 viewers may know Adam Hills from the topical comedy show The Last Leg, where Adam acts as host. And, yeah, fans were confused, but also happy. So, yeah, like a mashup. So, sure, all the listeners in the UK know who Adam Hills is. So now everybody's working on their chicken. So I kind of cleared that up. Chopping meat, putting it in, and putting in the spices. And onion, garlic, harissa paste, fennel seeds, cumin seeds, ginger, and cardamom. This sounds exactly like what I would like. Steph put it, it does smell good. Steph says, teaspoon of everything. Henry's like, I don't much like spicy stuff. And Alice is kind of coughing at the amount of spice from the harissa paste. Half hour left. And everybody's counting their sheets. And Henry's still doing it. And then he says, like, he refers to the GOT wakas. It's Arabic for sheet, Sandy says. So sheet pastry. And so, okay, so then you got to layer them in the tin. Kind of, it's interesting. I don't know if would have had that. So you put 7 on the bottom. Then you put the chicken mixture in. Ooh, chickpeas, chicken. That looks delicious. And Henry says, it looks like, I mean, that would make any kind of pie or even an empanada really good. Noel's talking to Henry about folding, and how it's got to be scrunched in so it has some texture. Steph's kind of like, mine are too thick. David's got his ready. So then you put it in. Oh, I guess you bake it and then you add the filling. Says, just says bake. Maybe I'll check it after 20 minutes, Alice says. Or not, Rosie says that. And Henry's like trying to, Henry's running a little bit behind, I think. I guess they did have the filling in there. So they bake it with the filling. Henry's groaning. Alice is watching hers, leaving until last minute. Rosie says, oh boy, everybody's trying to stay cool. Then they start playing catch with lime, Henry and David. And then they play kind of hot potato. And then Noel starts throwing around a lemon. They're definitely playing hot potato. And 5 minutes, so stop mucking about. And everybody's like, okay, checks their oven. Henry's as far from baked. He's trying to wait till the last second. Rosie's trying not to drop hers. Alice, I'm not sure. Steph, this is grim. Everybody's 1 minute left. Henry grabs his with 1 minute left. Steph sighs. And Henry is trying to get his out of his tin. It's very warm. And everybody gets theirs barely on the plate. Henry starts falling apart. Rosie's leaking a lot of juice, and then hers starts to fall apart. Oh my gosh, my stomach, though, is rumbling. Carrots, chickpeas, and chicken. So it does sound really delicious. They say, yeah, we're looking for a perfectly crisp, unsplit wok pastry. So we go to the judging. They start with Rosie. Burst, yeah. Maybe she tried to cover it up, I guess, or whoever. There's no base at all, just filling. And sharp on the spices, I like that. Good flavor, Paul and Bruce say, but bit of a mess. And then they go, Steph, okay, this is difficult to cut. There is a base, though. Pastry's a bit thick and tough and undercooked, but the filling is delicious. Filling's good. And then they go to Henry's. Whole thing collapsed. Mild flavored. Then they go to Alice. Neater. Solid. Impressed with the top. Nice folded look. Soggy when you get down to the bottom layer, though. A lot of garlic. Spicy, isn't it? Too much garlic. Then they go to David's, nice, good base, holding together, and when it's really hot, this is excellent, lovely. And then they say, okay, Prue and Paul are going to judge from worst to best now. Fifth position, this one, that's Henry. Henry struggled a bit with the pastry. Then Steph is fourth, filling was delicious, but needed longer. Third, Alice, not bad. Came together nicely, strong flavors. but overboard with the garlic. And second place is Rosie. And everybody's like, whoa, you know, it's debate about it because it exploded. But the pastry was excellent and flavorsome, so filling was good. And first place is David. Finally first. He had some thin pastry, but he managed to layer up solid colors. Well done. Finally first. Finally got first place, he says. 8 tries. And my pie exploded. Steph's relieved she got through it. Flaky. Monday, Thursday, Henry talks about. Monday, Thursday. Then they say, okay, the bakers have one last chance. They show everybody going to the tent. Who's going to be star baker? Who must leave the tent? Table talk, brilliant signature, lousy technical for Henry. David came in first in the technical. The same situation the last couple of weeks. Roles reversed, so it all relies on the showstopper. Alice and Henry not doing great. But Bruce says, my lunch was delicious. I love that crab and it's a tart. So, but Rosie managed to pull herself out. So we have no idea who's winning, frankly. It's tight. And you're going to have to create a little bit of magic because semifinals are next week. So the judges come out. All right, showstopper, a stunning vertical pie. Vertical pie? What's next? Horizontal quiche? And also Sandy says, yeah, quiches are horizontal. Decoratively shaped, ranged vertically, at least 2 pies on top of a pie. Savory or sweet, any pastry you like, but not each other's. 4 hours. Bake it. Everybody gets to work. They start chilling the pastry. Steph's like, this is not my thing. Never been into pie. And everyone's feeling the pressure. Bruce's like, yeah, this is a wild idea, vertical pie. And Paul says, yeah, it's like 3 pies on top of each other. And they can be boring or interesting, Bruce says. Could be short crust or some water crust. I don't even know. I missed it. Pastry needs to be delicious, so. Water crust? I don't know. Don't put too much liquid. We want to be able to put a knife through so it holds its shape. This challenge is going to be difficult. So we're looking for the 4 best people. And they start with Alice. Tell us about your vertical pie, Alice. Okay, I'm making a tree trunk out of the pastry. And I'm going to support a pie on top of that. Treehouse, apple treehouse pie, blackberry, hollow tree trunk, toasted pecans, short crust pastry. And they say, okay, it's going to have to be thick to support it. I hope it stays. Sandy says, I could live in it if there was a ladder. And she goes, oh, I'm making a ladder and a swing, a pastry ladder. And that's not the only thing scaling in the tent, because David's doing a fish pie, because it's Whitby, his old fishing port. So I'm doing a Whitby fish pie, short crust, like a really fancy, like a design, sea-based, you know, fishing-based design. And he goes, I'm doing it without a pie, a lidless tie. So an open pie, they say. Paul's looking at him like, now you don't want to overwork your short crust, and you got to let it rest or it'll be tough and rubbery, they say. So everybody's working their short crust and getting their fillings ready. So then we have everybody's chopping up their fillings, chilies, going into the curry for Steph. Steph was like, maybe the first thing I ate when I was younger, I was a curry girl. And it goes back to my childhood. It's a curried chickpea and potato carousel pie, hot water crust. Oh, that's the other kind of pastry, hot water crust. She said she went to a wedding and they had a carousel, and that's cool. Sandy says, that's cool too. And Steph's not the only one making curry. Rosie's also doing curry vegetables. A little bit mild, though. Her husband doesn't like spicy food. She's slowly converting him. Rosie's doing a Rapunzel tower, hot water crust, a rose and vegetable, dragon friend. How many pies altogether? 9 pies. 9 pies? Are you going to finish this on time? Yeah, I practiced it. Yes-ish, I've got it done. And then they go to Henry. Hey, Henry. So you're making a savory pie? Pretty savory. Ham? Yeah, let's have some ham. So they're all trying Henry's ham and joking around. You're doing a vertical sweet and savory pie like a chandelier, reminiscent of a chandelier, he says. Chandelier picnic pie, cranberries, apricots, blackberries, mint leaves, spiced chocolate and pecan, and cinnamon. And they say, well, who says that's nice? He goes, my mom. And they say, okay, we won't mess with your mother here. And judges are expecting moist fillings packed with flavor. Alice is getting that Granny Smith. Nice piece of smoked salmon, I think. Is it from Whippy? No. And they talk about living in Whippy and being a teen and that kind of stuff. Looks like he's doing, but Paul's just staring at Henry, kind of not helping him, kind of messing with his rhythm. He says Paul has eyes like a shark, but less mercy. And then, okay, everybody has their pastry to worry about, lard, butter, a lot of fat going in there. Hot water crust is, you have to use it straight away, I guess. Whatever their pastry, if it's too thick, it won't be strong enough. So you have to balance the structural integrity of the pie and make sure it holds together. Now Noel has a crab hat on, and everybody's trying to get their pies together, a little flustered. And Henry's kind of trying to do a pipe nozzle through his pies. Got to do the timing. He's got to be right with all these pies. So pies are going in the oven, hour and 10 for Steph's. 2 of Rosie's in the oven, many to go. Alice has got to get the last pie in the oven. Noel's talking dragons with a dragon named Camembert. Bert the Dragon. Unicorns, rainbows, dragons. What about a sports car? Then Henry's working on his pecan pie filling. An hour and a half. But there's only 1 hour left. So Henry goes, wait a second, I thought we had 2 hours. So he's not in great shape. All of Rosie's pies are in the oven. Henry gets his in. Got a craft pastry deck perfection. So they're working on their structures and their decorations, trees, trunks, carousels, scales for the fish, chandelier shapes, everything, you know, putting the decoration pieces in the oven, fish tails, dragon scales. And Noel's doing these ongoing sack jokes with Sandy. 1, 2, 3. And you got a half hour left. Okay, and then it's like, okay, is it time to get them out of the oven? How much more time do I leave them? People are saying, okay, mine look okay, I think. And David's topless, like lidless pies. Henry's trying to get his pies out of the tins, and they're not coming apart. I don't know what to do, he says. So it's kind of like a slide-off pie tin, because you don't eat it. I guess it's because it's like a, you know, English-style standing pie. Oh, yeah, like a meat pie versus a pie in a pie tin. That we're like in the U.S., we're used to that, you know, pie staying in, keep your pies in the tin, USA. England, let your pie be free. And Rosie does some tongue-in-cheek stuff. Her dragon looks really good. They're trying to, Steph's trying to create structures or pies stay, you know. Yeah, and everybody's trying to put it together. Boat and David's treehouse, 1 minute left. Henry's using dolls and some decoration. Alice has got a swing. David's is very sculptural. Rosie's trying to balance hers, and that's it. And Steph and David hug. Not perfect, but okay. Rosie's trying to worry about her, like, is mine going to fall apart or not? Then we see the outside of the tent. The bakers are sitting. Paul and Peru will be judge. Rosie goes first. Sandy goes to help. They really got to go slow. No rush at all. And it looks good when it's at presentation. Got braided hair. Design's amazing. Like the joke of the night. Imaginative. Funny too. Pie number one. It's a giant cutting a cake. Pastry's too thick, though. So. And curry flavor's good, though, Paul says, but it a little bit dry, falls apart. She's like worried about the moisture, but dryness is worse. And the camembert, goodbye, Bert, as they go into the cheese dragon. And very dry, too. Sculpture's excellent. Textures are wrong. Thank you, Rosie. Alice is next. Apple House tree pie. Also looks good. Swing. The trunk of the tree is well done. Overall design, exceptional. And they cut the first pie and take some bites of it. It's tough as old boots. I worked it too much. Bruce is not as tough, but it's not the tenderest. Filling's dry. Taking the moisture out of it. Not enough sweetness. Idea's fantastic, but not quite there. Thank you. Imaginative. Then David's up next. His is very intricate, really interesting. Big marine story. Three pies, one story. Design good, well constructed. I don't know about the exposed vegetables, so Paul says I don't like that. I like my pies enclosed. And pastry could have been baked a bit longer. Okay. They start eating it. And lovely and short, but over seasoned. Smoked salmon feels dry, lost all the moisture, no lid. It dried out. Then Steph's up. Her pie looks pretty good. Peru says she loves it. Horses are lovely. Pastry's properly browned. Pastry squares could have been thinner on the side, but neat and organized. Very Steph. So they cut the thing, holding together nicely. Paul says, huh. Prue gives thumbs ups, delicious, not too dry. Flavors are lovely. And the filling's not moving, but it's still moist. Wow, pastry's thin, flaky, really nice pie. Thank you, thank you. Steph carries hers back. They say, well done. Henry, you're up, buddy. He carries his up. It's a little shaky. Everybody laughs. And Bruce says, my first feeling is it's just stacked pies. It's unimaginative. And dried leaves doesn't work. Paul says, let's open these pies up. Pastry's a little thick. It's a lot thick. And it's raw. It needed to be paper thin. And they start taking bites of it, very dry. Should have used a fattier meat, maybe. Bone dry. You may had a hole in the top. And then the dessert pie tastes like mince pie, more Christmas flavors than chocolate. And they say humbug. Henry says that the idea is there, Henry, but not executed. Maddening. And Henry says, geez, I might be in danger here. And Rosie says, this is going to be tough. I would be gutted if I went home now. This is a tough place. We see a duck and three or four ducklings, sky shot, table talk, visual feast, but disappointing. Dry. The only one that got it right was Steph. She was in the middle. Now she's up there for Star Baker. David did great, but it was a little dry. Henry, we're disappointed in. That was so disappointing. Dry, thick, and it wasn't imaginative either. Did well in the signature. Struggled with the technical. Struggled with this. Rosie didn't look good. Showstopper design was one of the best, but it was dry. They're both in trouble. Noel says, come this far, and it's a terrible point to go out, huh? And then they say, okay, we're going to find out who's going through here. And Sandy's like, I get to do Star Baker because next week's harder. That's why I have to go next week. And she says, Star Baker's Steph. Noel says, that means I got the horrible job announcing who's going home. And the one who's leaving this week is Henry. And Henry nods. There's a lot of hugging and sad faces. And then this great story from Henry. He goes, I first met Paul outside the Bake Off tent at age 12, and I shook his hand. And Paul says, unlucky mate. And he says, I never thought I'd be there with him actually baking. And he says, yeah, he's really improved. You did a great job. The other four are just better. Henry says, it's been a pleasure. Darling Rosie. Rosie's sad, but she's happy to still be there. And even Prue says, Rosie's not believing her luck. And Steph just says, what? Wow. And pastries. Well done. Prue says, that was faultless. And then Steph says, is this for real? And the episode comes to a close. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank the people that became patrons recently. Marcy, LJ, and Marissa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Otessa, Rochelle, and Angela, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jordan, Matthew, and Nasir, thank you, thanks, and good night. Becca, Rain, and Amanda, thank you, thanks, and good night. And Amy and Liz, thank you, thanks, and good night. Bridget, Mr. Happy, and Louise, thank you, thanks, and good night. Laura and Helen, thank you, thanks, and good night. And Colleen and Nazia, thank you, thanks, and good night. Thanks to everybody who supports the show directly on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. That's literally how we exist. And people who support the sponsors, that's how we keep the show free for everybody. So I appreciate it. You can support the show freely by just spreading the word about the podcast or letting people know about it. And here's Scoots coming up with like a tuck you in sponsor or a request. And that's how we've been able to grow the archives to so 600 episodes, not 300. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Beauty Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all-intro, all-night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.